It's really upsetting, to say the least. I apologize for having sent out the wrong index for Yom Kippur. Anyway, I hope that you're enjoying these great cantors singing the prayers for Yom Kippur. And as I mentioned last week, during the late 80s and the early 90s, for 10 or 12 years, Rabbi Sholem Gordon gave a weekly commentary on my program. And let's go back to September 1990, to the second hour of the program, and we'll pick up with Rabbi Gordon's commentary. Very pleased to have with me once again Rabbi Sholem Gordon of Congregation Ahavat Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Good evening, Rabbi Gordon.
Good evening, Charlie. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, one of the days of awe which usher in the new year, may it be a happy and blessed one for all of us, fills every Jewish heart with a sense of holiness. Unfortunately, for various reasons, the inspiration generated by this momentous day and by the preceding days of Rosh Hashanah and the 10 days of repentance have not always been put to the best and fullest advantage. In some congregations and many individuals, the inspiration evaporates with the passing of these few days without a change or improvement in the personal day-to-day life of the individual Jew or Jewess. And when there is a lack of improvement on the individual level, there must inevitably be a lack of improvement on the social level. One of the main reasons for this failure is that the spiritual awakening and inspiration of these days are not directed toward the self, but towards matters relating to others. Not infrequently, these auspicious days serve as an occasion for general pronouncements on world problems, messages that do not implicate anyone in particular, least of all anyone in the immediate environment. This approach satisfies everybody since it involves no one. The concentration and preoccupation with world problems and resolutions, which in the majority of instances are beyond the control of those making them, provide a convenient justification for diverting the necessary and vital attention from the self-searching and the reappraisal of one's personal life. Yet it is precisely these areas that personal resolutions can be effective. Let us hope that with God's help, every Jew and Jewess, especially those who are leaders, will take full advantage of the sacred moments of the soul-stirring inspiration of the days of war, not in the direction of general world or national problems, but in personal response to the urgent call of these days. That call is the divine command, make me king over you. We must accept the sovereignty of God as our own king and master. This calls for tshuva, return, tefillah, service, and tzedakah, righteousness, all of which should begin at home, in oneself, and then around oneself, in the community, and ultimately in the environment at large. Agamach Sima Tova. Thank you.
That was Rabbi Sholem Gordon of Congregation Ahavat Zion at 421 Boyden Avenue in Maplewood, New Jersey. Back now to the second hour of our special from the Avoda, which describes the temple service performed by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We'll hear the selection Va'af Hu Haya Miskavein by Yesala Rosenblatt.
Oh, yeah.
Yossel Rosenblatt with the Af Hu Hoyom Yiskaven. Apologize, I don't know who sings along with him, but when I find out, I'll be sure to let you know. The next three selections will come from the Asura Haruge Malchus, the story of 10 martyrs who died al Kiddush Hashem, for the sanctification of God's name. We'll first hear Pierre Pinchuk with Ela Eskara. These shall I recall, and I pour out my soul within me, for wanton people have devoured me.
Lord, Pierre Pinchik. Continuing in the Asura Haruge Malchus, we'll hear Label Waldman with Sarfe Malo Tsaku Bamara.
Sarfe Malo Tsaku Come a fair, e poi che suoi l'om, la mai. Le
soyu de voyu moshis adomai.
Sorfe Mala. The final paragraph of the Asura Haruge Malchus is Zos Karoasnu. It will be sung by Shmuel the Goda.
Far no vecino, vejo far.
With Zos Karoasnu. Shmuel Vigoda in his late 90s, in the Bronx, perhaps even listening this evening. Also, Moshe Gontchoff, living now, I believe, in Queens. We will hear him next from the Vidui section of the Musaf service. We'll hear him sing Ato Yodea Razei Olam. Moshe Gontchoff.
Ato yodeya, ato yodeya, rozei olom, rozei olom.
Ato Kol chadre boten ato 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 hofes ato ato hofes ato face call a hard revoten at all face call a hard revoten over
Moshe Gonchoff with Ato Yodea Raze Olam. Continuing in the Vidui, we will next hear Samuel Taube singing Al Chet. This is towards the end. Al Chet Shechatonu Lefonecha Bishvuas Shav.
Yavim aleyim. Marcos
Mordus. Cantor Samuel Taube. That was from Al Chait. We'll close the highlights of the Yom Kippur Musaf service with Moshe Stern singing Hayom to Amseinu.
Kivi yirbu yomecho v'yosifu lecho shenois chayim v'chayim toivim tichtveinu elokim echayim osveinu b'sefer achayim b'sefer
Moshe Stern with Hayom to Amseinu. The remaining selections will be from the Ne'ilah service. The last of the Slichas Piyutim on Yom Kippur is Hashem Hashem, the Shlosh Esrei Midos, that is the 13 attributes of mercy. We'll hear Zavol Kortin with the last stanza of Shlosh Esrei Midos. This is Yehi Ratzon Lefonecha Shomea Kol Bichyos. May it be your will, you who hears the sound of weeping, that you place our tears in your flask permanently, and that you rescue us from all cruel decrees, for in you alone are our eyes fixed. Zavol Kortin.
Yeah, you're a toy.
Zavol Kortin. We next hear David Reutman's rendition of Atohiv Dalto and Nosh Meirosh. David Reutman with Ator Hivdaltor Enosh Meirosh. We now conclude the Nila with Leibler Waldman singing Avinu Malkeinu. We'll start with Avinu Malkeinu Aseh Laman Harugim Al Shem Kodshecha. Our Father, our King, act for the sake of those who were murdered for your holy name. Leibler Waldman.
Oh, Avinu Malkeinu. Oh, Avinu Malkeinu. I'll say, Leman. I'll say, Leman, Harugim, Malishem, Kodishem, say, O
jo vin malikein Onse Oy ale kidushim elkhu Oh vino vino Malekeno malekeno Nikyo I'll say the man go. I'll say the man go. I'm a boy, 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 the man go. Oh, be no. Malikenu, asay le manecho, vihoyeshienu. Oyavi.
Say you more new to the whole
chesed v'yoishiyenu. Tzeroko bo chesed v'ay v'yoishiyenu.
Well, that was a fast 2 hours, wasn't it? 2 hour Yom Kippur special from 20 years ago. This is 2010, and that was the 1990. I was thinking about the fact that the Shmuel Vigoda and Moshe Gantchoff and Rabbi Sholem Gordon were all alive and strong, and look what's happened in those 20 years. Well, interesting time to reminisce about the past, isn't it? I apologize once again to those of you who asked for the index in advance. I don't know how I got so mixed up, but I will be sending you the revised one, but obviously you'll see it on the archive in the next few days. And I want to wish you all a Gemara Chasima Tova. It should be an easy fast. Wish you only the best for the new year, good health, and everything else that you wish for, peace and happiness. And all the children and grandchildren should just be well and be there for all of us. Again, thank you so much. You can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. That's cbjmusic@aol.com. And this program will be on the archive in the next few days, www.charlieburnhout.com. Thanks for joining with me. Shalom, everyone.
Oh,